Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Hannah with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Students from the Queensland University of Technology will meet today with staff representatives to discuss the university's ties to companies linked with the conflict in Gaza. Following the student encampment protests at the University of Queensland, QUT students learnt that their university may hold similar ties to companies such as Boeing and the US Air Force. A QUT spokesperson has stated that the university does not contribute financially to any of the companies listed by the student union.
Researchers from the James Cook University have shared a new report showing a thriving dugong population in far north Queensland. Aerial survey data published by Tropwater, the university's specialist centre for tropical marine research, shows a continuation in years-long trends of population growth in the Mission Beach, Cape York stretch. The figures show around 7,000 dugongs live in the area, almost double the population in central and south Queensland. Lead researcher Chris Klieger calls the findings encouraging, but says that reporting on southernmost habitats is concerning, with ecological factors such as differences in seagrass grazing behaviours driving the decline.
In national news, Bluesfest, one of Australia's longest-running music festivals hosted at Byron Bay, will be held for the final time in 2025. Following years of financial struggle due to COVID, the event's sustainability has suffered, like other festivals such as Splendour in the Grass. Event promoter Chris Noble has called for real decisions to be made in regards to assisting the festival sector and has voiced his concern for the future of the arts in these current economic conditions.
Cost of living pressures are prompting changes in Australians' vehicle maintenance habits, with some people taking on potentially hazardous tasks, new research shows. As many as 77% of Australian car owners are performing some car maintenance tasks themselves, with around 17% attempting complex tasks such as brake pad replacements and draining brake systems, which can be risky. Economic pressures are also pushing almost a quarter of Australian drivers to extend the intervals between regular maintenance services.
In international news, a megalith at the centre of Stonehenge may have been transported over 750 kilometres from Scotland to the site of the monument in southwest England, new research shows. It was previously known that several stones had been transported around 200 kilometres from Wales, but the revelation that this megalith, known as the Altar Stone, came from Scotland has been called jaw-dropping. Experts from various universities examined the chemical composition and age of minerals within the old red sandstone rock. This allowed them to match it to rocks from the Arcadian Basin in Scotland's northeast. Archaeologist Rob Ixer, who worked on the study, says the discovery rewrites understanding of the relationship between Neolithic populations in Britain.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a few showers easing into the afternoon. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The UV index is predicted to reach 6 today, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.